Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where three sewists from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Kate Zeinard.
I'm Amanda Carestio.
And I'm Meg Healy. Today on the podcast, we are discussing style identity and transition. What is our personal style? What are we sewing and how it changes over the years? And then, as always, we'll share a little something in our Sew Inspo segment. And yeah, I think the other one, it was like, and we'll ask you to share something. Wasn't that a sew and tell one? I was
exactly. Like, it's going to end. It always feels like we're like, it's an abrupt end.
I know. Of that. I the paragraph seems ended sooner than I
thought. Exactly.
Oh, I still have that.
Exactly.
Brain fog. Going up to record this podcast, even, I was like, going to grab a glass of water, but I like almost poured a full glass of milk. And Julian's like, taking a glass of milk. I was like, no, I didn't need to do that.
Mom brain.
Yeah. Sure. So, how's everyone doing?
Doing okay. We are just about to hit the road for a family road trip, going to the beach. Mm. I have finally finished my little capsule items, so I will be taking some photos while we're there with as many scenic vistas as we can find. Ruby's taking all of her items as well, so we'll be matchy-matchy all around SoCal. So I'm really excited, though.
Nice.
What's SoCal?
Southern California. California.
Oh, Southern California. Okay. I was like, I don't think I've heard of that place.
I mean, I think we'll mostly be at the beach. That's my idea.
Anyway. Oh, that'll be so nice. Yeah.
But I was like, how am I? Last time I went for like a week-long trip to the beach, I think I did take my sewing machine. And there's no room this time. Mm. But I did think about it.
Yeah, does everyone have, like, packing restriction? Only one bag per...
Yes, we are... Most of us are sharing bags. Ruby and I are sharing a single suitcase. Because we'll have a washer and dryer there, you know.
Oh, right, yeah.
And again, I'm really hoping we're mostly on the beach anyway. But, like, I'm pretty impressed that we got it all into a single suitcase between the two of us. And all of our matching outfits.
So. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, that'll be such cute pictures. Like a road trip. Like all the the stops and the outfit. Oh, that's going to be
the outtakes and the bloopers.
Yes.
It's going to be epic, I have a feeling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kate, what's going on?
Well, I am. So you guys already know this, but I am very, very tired today because this is the end of my third day at my new job. I'm not going to go into. I'm not going to bore our listeners with details or anything. It's unsewing related. It's a fully editorial job, but everybody there is super nice. The work looks like it's going to be interesting, and I'm just really excited and also worried about dealing with this whole podcast thing on top of full-time work, but I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah. Sewing related question. Do you feel like you need more office wear? Ooh. Like what's the wardrobe looking like there?
Yeah. You know, we're supposed to be business casual, and I've been kind of eyeing the people around the office.
Yes.
And apparently that there means jeans. Like jeans are acceptable, but also nicer stuff. I've been wearing the Pagosa pants I made for Vienna and various me-made tops because, of course, it's me-made May. I'm hoping once it gets a little warmer, I might go into some capris. But I'm also going to be working from home about half the time. So, then I can just wear, I mean, not anything.
Very business casual.
But I double checked and very casual. I was in a meeting on yesterday with one of my counterparts, and she was just wearing t-shirt and pajama pants, and I'm like, awesome.
That's so great.
Yeah. I love that. So I definitely think I need some more long pants in the office wear category. And I feel like the office isn't particularly cold, which is nice. You know,
That's
I'm
nice.
Not.
Sometimes they can be.
Yeah. Exactly. I find most offices I've been in have been sort of intolerably cold, and this one's not at all, which I really appreciate. So what was the other thing? Oh, I need some socks, but I'm not going to sew those. I'm going to I'm just going to buy socks. But yeah, I've got tons of socks, and I only know where half of them are, and none of them are matching to other ones. I know where half of each pair is. So, but yeah, that's where I am. And I did get some sewing done before my before I actually started. So I'm halfway through my market capsule.
Nice.
And yeah, I know what I'm working on next. I've got all the fabric and everything. I just need to get my act together and do it.
I'm nice. So happy for you, Kate.
I know. Thank same. You.
I am very happy for you. I thought about you so many times this week already, and then I was like, well, I'm going to talk to her on Wednesday, so I'll find out the details. But you were on my mind because I knew that was a big deal for you, and that's so great.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's weird getting back into 8-hour days, but I'm hanging in there. Just tired.
You'll be good. You'll be good. Yeah. You'll get used to it again.
Yeah. First weeks are so hard anyway, because you're meeting new people and learning new things. Exhausting. And stuffing your brain with information. And yeah.
I'm sure we'll hear from you more in the coming weeks, but I'm just interesting to see, like, having a job, like, we've all been so used to having sewing as our, like, job.
Yes.
I'm just interesting to see how, like, you know.
How I managed to keep your sewing up?
No, not that. But just like I know from, you know, working with sewing all day, it's hard to then, you know, get into it it's hard to separate the business from personal. That's what I'm saying.
Right. yeah, I understand. And, you know, honestly, I am a little worried about how I'm going to fit sewing into it, because I have I've got a podcast, which admittedly is a sewing podcast, and I've got a contract with Creative Machine Embroidery helping them out while you're on mat leave, and I've got a soap business, and so when I'm going to find time to sew is a mystery to me at this point. We'll see.
Wow, you're juggling so many things right now.
I know. I'm terrified.
Oh, you can do it, Kate.
Thanks.
You can do it. Yeah, maybe having a non-sewing related job will make you want to sew that much more. I was also thinking, like, it would be cool and interesting to be in an office where people don't sew their clothes. And, like, what do they think about the fact that you sew your clothes? Or has it come up yet? I'm sure it will at some point.
It has come up. They thought it was cool. And actually, I got a compliment on my blouse yesterday before before they knew I had sewn it. So,
I love that.
Yes. That's and so it was cool. Berta Style, that one. So, there you go.
Nice.
Well, Meg, how are you? How is Mama Land?
Oh, it's great. Every day is just like, he's just so cute. Like, all I do is just hang out with him all day and, like, everything that he does, and like, I've been baby wearing a lot lately, and I was even managed to, like, cut out fabric while wearing him. Like, I wrapped him up and I cut him a bunch of stuff, and I've been sewing a lot for him. I haven't sewn anything for myself yet, but I made him a bunch of stuff, like a bunch of little onesies and tons of little, like, pants and shorts. And so that's been, like, super fun, because again, it's just been hard to, he doesn't even still quite fit in, like, all the clothes that I got. He's still in, like, newborn size a bit, and I didn't have a lot of newborn clothes, so, but I've been kind of making him, like, I copied a onesie that really fit him, and I made it just a little bit big so he could kind of grow into it, too, so it's just been so fun, but now it's, like, I feel like I'm a regular person again. I'm in my studio. I haven't been able to just, like, shut the door and, like, I sit on my computer. I'm looking up and my calendar still says April, baby. Yeah. it's like a time, like, it's like
exactly, a little capsule.
It's a capsule of the moment in time when I was going into labor, but never went in. It's everything that's as it was. Like, oh my gosh, it's kind of funny. You've but
finish that birthing gown through your through your contractions,
through
and then
my contractions,
it
and
stopped.
Now, yeah.
Time stopped.
So funny. Time stopped. Meg, yeah. Do you guys have any cute nicknames for your baby?
Julian has been calling him JB, like Jay the baby. He combined baby and
JB.
So when like he says it. At work, he refers to him as the JB.
The JB. That's cute. I think baby J is just so like.
Baby J, yeah.
Yeah.
It rolls up the tongue for sure.
Uh-huh. It's, yeah. Or, yeah, I call him little, like, baby Julian, too, because he's just, like, a clone of his father.
Oh, my gosh.
At our friend's house, it was, like, so nice. I went to, like, my first, like, mom hang out. My friend's she's a one-year-old, and all the boys, all the husbands were golfing, and so we kind of had a little hangout, and so that was the first time that kind of some of our friends met him, and everyone's like, I feel like I'm just staring at a tiny Julian.
I really feel that way. Like every picture.
I know.
Kind of amazing, but like I feel like of course that's how it is because
yeah.
But you did all the hard work.
I know.
I just have to say it.
I know. Julian's like, I think I'm gonna shave off my beard. I'm like, no, you will that will make you look so much like that's so funny.
Oh my gosh. When did the like matching Julian and Jay outfits start? Like can we
I need to make I've already like made Jay and I matching pants. We have like our matching
nice.
We wore them on the weekend, so that was cute. But I know I need to make them some matching things.
I mean you got time. You got time.
I know. Yeah. I definitely have time.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
Yeah. Oh, but it's just nice to just like he's napping and he's, you know.
Yes.
So it's great.
Yeah,
I can just chill out and we'll get into So What's New, but I've selfishly picked this discussion segment because I'm just in like crisis mode over here.
Yeah, I love this topic so much. Yes.
But as Meg said, first, let's jump into So What's New. And my confession for you guys is I remember Googling new sewing patterns on my phone this afternoon, and then I think I put my phone down and never looked at it again. So I got nothing, you guys, and I have a really good excuse because I'm very busy. So so I'm sorry, I have nothing to share, but I know Meg does. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, I just stumbled upon it on Instagram, which is how I'm finding a lot of sewing patterns lately. Like, I feel like more than usual, like, a lot of things are coming up for me. And I discovered this, it's a new to me even pattern company called Sycamore Road. And they have this, it's called the Waterfall Dress. And I am just in love with it. It's just, it has these big billowing sleeves and the button down. I'm like, perfect, nursing friendly, booby out. Like, that's all I need to And I think, yeah, I need to make this. And they have like lots of length versions, but I just love these big sleeves and they're like pleated into it. And I don't know. So the buttons got me. I was like, I need to make this. And I just love it.
Yeah, that's really pretty.
And it looks like it has elastic around like the waistline seam too. So it's like cinching, but comfy and
has some give.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So.
Good find.
Yeah. Yes. Very boho.
I know. Yeah. We'll get into it. I'm just like, do I even like. What fabric do I like now? I don't know. Who am I? But yeah, so that was my new pattern pick.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Did you have one, Amanda?
I didn't. I thought I had found one and saved it, but I don't know that I actually followed through. So yet again, here I am. No good excuses.
No worries. Sorry. We all have a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for finding something, Meg, while the rest of us drop the ball. And let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with our main discussion segment.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Sewing your own clothes and picking fabrics and patterns can make you tailor your wardrobe to perfectly suit your personal style. But sometimes we get in style ruts as time, trends, and seasons change. So we're just going to talk about, like, what is our personal style, how it's changing, how it reflects our sewing, and kind of, you know, what we want to wear to, you know, portray in the world, but also what makes us feel like us. And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just going through it right now. I just have no idea what to make and wear. Yep. And I've just been reflecting on, like, what is my style? So I just wanted to kick it off by, like, what would you define your personal style as of now?
It's so funny because I feel like I just kind of looked back at what I had made for myself recently on Instagram, because I don't really do a great job of keeping track of what I wear every day. And I also, like, I think that I look back at what I've been wearing. This isn't necessarily what I aspire to be. I think it's just kind of what I've fallen into. And this was really a fun exercise. so, because I, mostly because I like to make fun of myself a little bit. But I feel like the words that came to mind for me were, like, crunchy/cool mom, like, try to be that, with little hints of, like, 70s animal print. And I think finally, after almost 8 years of being a Colorado resident, I feel like I've got a little bit of that Colorado style now. And I don't necessarily know what that means, but I definitely wear a lot of, like, comfy knit hats. I don't do the leggings thing, like the sportier side. But there's just something, I don't really know what that means, but I feel like that's where I've arrived.
I'm like the vests of it all. I feel like color is very, like, vesty.
Lots of boots and so that's where I'm at. I don't think I'm that every day, though. Like, I definitely, I'm still, like, I've held on to some of those, like, pandy outfits, and I'm okay with that. So those have now become more of just what I wear every day, instead of, like, oh, this is so weird, I'm wearing pajamas or I'm wearing overalls every day for the week. Like, that's just what I wear now. So
Well, and for me, I think I'm not sure when it started precisely. It was possibly pre-pandemic, but possibly I'm not even sure anymore. But I think what I go for at this point is generally loose and comfortable. I have a tendency towards colorful and sort of, like, fun prints and stuff like that. And yeah, I think, and yeah, just comfortable, loose, colorful is kind of where I am. I think kind of defines most of what I wear.
Those are good. That was a good 3-word description. Like, I totally see that. Yeah. I love it.
Thanks. I had like 47 words. So way to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of it is I didn't really, you did an exercise, you know, you went
back about it
and looked and stuff. You thought about it. I thought about it for about as long as you were talking about yours. So
I feel like I get bonus points, but maybe not.
Yes, you totally get bonus points. I'm sorry, guys. This is going to be me all. I glanced over this script
this afternoon.
You're good. But I'm going to be pulling everything right out of my butt.
I think that's sometimes that's more honest anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had a few because I feel like this is a conversation that we can just kind of just like one big question instead of, I don't even know if I really have a style now. As of right now, it's just like what fits and what's comfortable and what's, you know, easy access mom mode. Like I just put everything on basically for the ease of getting it back off.
Yeah.
Because like either if I, you know, I'm breastfeeding or I get like, you know, spat up on pooped on. And I just like haven't even like done my big switch over of like fall to spring. So I look in my closet and there's literally, I have worn this shirt that I'm wearing, which is Julian's like old button up shirts. Like I wear this like 5 times a week. It's just, I've been washing the same outfits. Like I just been wearing the same things. Like it's, yeah, I don't know. And like, but then I'm trying to think I should sew some clothes, but now I'm like, what do I want to sew? Like, I don't know. I just feel like I've like, even in when I was pregnant too, cause I didn't really like make a maternity, like it was just whatever fit, like, and I was buying just sweatpants, and I just like haven't had like a quote unquote like style in the past, like it feels like almost year. I've just been kind of just making, you know,
making
myself
do.
Feel comfortable and stuff. So it's so right now just I really don't have a style. It's just, it's literally just, you know,
well,
whatever.
Having never been pregnant and having never had children, my personal opinion is that doing what's comfortable is the thing to do when you're pregnant and a new mom. But I can definitely see with you especially how it might be a little disconcerting not to have a style.
And I think it's normal too. Like I feel like having a kid is like – so much happens to your sense of identity. Like it changes so drastically that like you're not just you anymore. You're you plus this kid. And like, I don't know, it took me a while to get back to a place where I felt like I had the energy to like, I don't know, see myself as a separate person and like put energy back into like my identity again. Cause I don't know, but it really, it's really interesting. The other thing I was thinking about when you were talking, Meg, is that I think that I feel like I'm in a moment right now too, where I'm like, I think it's mostly comes down to how much energy I'm putting into getting dressed, which is not very much, but I do feel like the moments when I feel most like in a style, I don't know. Like I don't know what I want to wear is season changes and also weight changes. Like weight changes, I feel like really throw me.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
because
I don't have as much to wear.
Yeah,
what I have doesn't like feel good anymore and doesn't feel like me. So like I was just kind of came to that realization that I think that probably coincides with those moments.
Yeah, and it hasn't even really even clicked in with me that I am like a mom. Like it's I still like have to like, oh wait, I am, you know.
Right.
And it's just like there's so many like connotations that go with that, like, label too, that kind of get – it's like, no, I don't know. So I'm just – yeah, totally too. And the season changed too because now it's like warm out and I was also like it's just easy to throw on like a big sweater and be cozy and then I could just wear a me-made coat and then I feel like myself, you know, but now that it's like spring, it's like what I'm wearing is like my entire outfit. I can't just like throw on like my cute coat that I made before I was pregnant and like, you know, still be me. So, So there it is. But I am proud that I am made, like these pants that I made. I will like lift my leg up. It's like these like flared.
So cute.
I've just been wearing those all the time. So I kind of feel like, but then, but there's no green in the print and that's
wrong. And that's wrong.
That's just, it feels wrong. And I just wear these all the time. I'm like, okay, I really need to make a pair of these with some green in it.
Yeah, you do.
But. Yeah. So it's kind of like I am kind of going into like a little 70s too. Like I'm loving, I've been thrifting because I have a thrift store in walking distance to me. So I take Jay in the stroller and
nice
because I don't have to make things. So I've been getting all these just like retro, like button up blouses and stuff. So I am kind of like, I guess my personal style I'm leaning into a little bit now is kind of like a, you know, that like 70s manga. I'm just morphing into Amanda, basically.
Come on over. Come on there over.
Worse things to be.
Oh, why not? It's not. I'm not saying
it's no. It's a vibe. I just
look at the, you know, the coolest style moms I know, and I just say, okay, I'm just lean into
that. Exactly.
So now I know Amanda's done her research, but. Curious to know for Kate too, like, is your personal style now the same as it was, you know, 1, 5, and/or 10 years ago, or just like, you know, in the past?
No. Well, I mean, to some extent, yes, but to some extent, no. Like, I used to wear jeans a lot more before the pandemic. Like, I think I've put on my jeans like twice since the pandemic started. And I'm not even kidding. I'm pretty sure it's been twice. But I've always been kind of a jeans and a not quite t-shirt kind of gal. I wear a lot of like to work. I don't like to wear just straight up t-shirts most of the time. It feels a little unprofessional. So I'll wear, you know, something that's almost a t-shirt, but with, you know, like little ruffles or little puffy sleeves or something. And for a long time, those were purchased. And then I started working at Sew News and I'm like, oh, right, I know how to sew. And so I started sewing the stuff. But they did tend to be in very similar colors. And definitely I've always been a fan of capris, though I have not always been a fan of loose capris. So that has changed. I've loosened up quite a bit what I wear. But I think the general overall look just never really changes. I'm not good at trends and styles and stuff. I'm just kind of who I am.
How about you, Amanda? I know you touched on this a bit, but
yeah, this was fun to think about because I feel like I, like in the last couple of years, I pretty much honed in on like crunchy librarian was my look, and I was really into that. And I say that with like absolute love for librarians and having been one. and I think you know, that has morphed a little bit. I feel like I got to like a crunchy peak, and I've pulled back from that a little bit. maybe
love
not
the terms like crunchy peak.
But as I mentioned before, like I've got more like nods to the 70s and 90s in the last year or so, I think. I did go a little sporty there for a while when I was really doing my most of my skating, and I'm still skating, just not as much as I was before. But that was cool. That was fun because that was definitely like I hadn't really put a lot of energy into like my athleisure and like my me-made skate gear. So that was like a fun little tangent for a little while. I'm not sure that I ever felt at home in what I made for skating. Because it was just, I don't know, it was just a different, it was really different for me. And there wasn't really a way to like translate crunchiness into skating gear, I guess, was the real problem. I'm thinking back like 10 years ago, I was definitely more like casual outdoorsy stuff. So like outdoor lifestyle type clothing, probably with like a little bit of like a world, you know, vibe with like some of the fancy outdoor brands. And then, and there was a period too where I was really into more vintage style dresses, more for the office. Like I think one of my prior office environments, it wasn't particularly dressy, but it was like a very artistic and creative group of people. So I think I probably put a little bit more energy into that. But the one thing that I have stuck with for a long time is clogs. Like I've always been a clogs fan. And I think that's probably just because I'm short and clogs are kind of like short person's friend. But I've always, I mean, even as like a teenager, I loved clogs. So yeah, that's my fashion history in a nutshell. That was, it was a fun trip down memory lane for me at least.
Oh my gosh, Amanda, I'll have to send you a picture. I bought the cutest clogs at the thrift store. And they're not like cool, like they're like these like brown, like they're like cloggy clogs. And
like you could clog in them.
Like, yeah. Oh, I was with my sister-in-law, came down last week to help me with Jay and spend some time with her nephew. And so we walked to the thrift store and I was like, oh my gosh. And she's like, you're buying those? And I was like, oh, I love this.
Yes.
It's like my co, like I keep all, like you're technically still my co-worker.
You're working right now. Come on.
I'm working. Yep. Yeah. My friend. Yes. I meant to say, oh yeah, co-host. That's what I think, but I said, yeah, of course. She would, I said, oh, she would love these. And so.
I probably would.
Yes. Yeah. As I was doing this too, like, I guess one thing that's been very consistent with me is just, obviously the color green, but when I look even 10 years ago, that's when I was like really into my leggings. Like I would wear, it was like tight and bright was my style. Like I would want it to be just, you know, very vibrant. And I was always kind of thinking maybe my little, what I'm going through right now too, is also the transition moving to like a smaller city. It was when I lived in New York and Toronto, like it was it was easier to kind of be more fashion forward and walk at where it was, it's, it was just, I mean, it's more of a, you know, big cities always are just kind of where, you know, the kind of industry hubs gather and stuff. So it's, and it's not as dressy here when I go, like I don't feel almost as comfortable when I go out here. Like if, even if I were to go to the grocery store in Toronto and I like, you tend to dress up even a little more, but here it's, I don't know. That's probably not, it's just like how, I don't know. It's just more casual. It's just more casual lifestyle here.
It totally makes sense.
And that's contributing to it a bit, like, and, but I don't know. Yeah. So in, yeah. So in even 5 years ago, it was still like, I would just be a lot more, you know, fashion forward and just kind of really want to kind of stand out and everything. But I'm finding like lately I've just been kind of, you know, what's comfortable and what's, which is fine. Like I'm not like liking it. I'm just, it's just taking a little bit of getting used to. And I need to like find a balance between the two where I can still feel like I'm, I don't know. You can tell I'm like really struggling with this. Like I just don't even know what to even sew next. Like I keep buying sewing patterns and printing patterns. I have like 5 patterns I've printed. I just can't quite jump on what to sew. And I'm going through my closet. I have all these huge things to donate. I'm just like, I just don't want to wear this anymore. I just, this is just not this me anymore. And it's, I don't know. Yeah.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes, please.
We both have suggestions. I have an idea. Just for what to sew next, one single thing, sew those pants with some green in them.
I know. That's what I need to
do. You wear them.
Yes.
That's what that, because you know you will wear them and they will make you feel a little bit more like yourself because they'll have the green in them. And it's a starting point. It's a place to take that first step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, Amanda, what's your recommendation?
I was going to say maybe like do a Pinterest mood board. Like I've done that in the past.
I need to do that.
And that really helped me to just to kind of like focus my ideas, get a sense of what I already had. And like, it's fun. And, you know, it's aspirational. Doesn't mean you're like committing to it, but maybe that can, you know, like you can go through, find some things you like, and then see what you've got, you know, come up with your 47 words to describe that style and go from there. But I have to say, like, I underestimated transitioning to full-time from home. Like, I am going into an office quarterly, and every time I have to go, it takes me forever to decide what I want to wear, because I'm like, what does this outfit say about me? You know, and I'm just like, nobody cares as much as I do. And like, it's really interesting. Like, I totally underestimated that change, because I'm at home all the time now and really don't have to put too much thought into it. But like, being around people is a really different scenario.
And even when I went to this, I've been starting to go to like mom groups and stuff, and even I was like, oh my gosh, like, what do I wear? But luckily I wore my alien abduction boiler suit that I made for Soakation, because it has a zipper front so I could breastfeed in it. And that made me feel a bit better. I was like, oh, it's like, but even like my first outing, I was like, I need to wear something I made. Like, I don't know, because it's so part of my identity, and not working, I think, has also really affected me too, like working full time kind of in that same realm for literally 11 years. And now this is my first time not working. I've just been
it's hard. So. It's weird. I mean, I'm saying this as someone who was basically unemployed for 2.5 years.
Yeah, no, I know.
It does, and sometimes you feel like, I mean, your work isn't your identity, and yet somehow when you don't have that work to be doing, you do. You start going, who am I? What am I supposed to be doing with my time and with my life? And it can get really, it had me pretty messed up at a couple points.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I feel like all of these things are just like, they're so tied to identity. And that's why I feel like sewing is so powerful, because it can, you know, help you define that identity, and even like maybe consider it more, you know, like what, you know, you can be pretty intentional about it. But I don't know. I was also thinking, like, I've shared this before, being so intentional about your clothes has its downsides too. Cause like, maybe you don't take as many risks, or you don't like happen upon something that you like and you didn't think you would like, cause you're, you know, you're not out shopping for clothes. So I don't know. That's why it's always, for me, it's always more than sewing, you know, it goes deeper.
Even when I was at the thrift store, I was looking at what I bought, and I was like, I would have never picked these things out even a year ago. Like, a year ago, I was excited about buying, I got a pair of leather pants, and I got, you know, just like really cool, like unique finds that I was like, oh yeah, I'll go out in this. And like, now I found this, like, you know, like a linen button up and like a pajama dress and clogs.
I love this so much.
Yes.
I love it so much.
What you said though, Amanda, just a second ago, about being all, how deeply our identities are tied into these things, and you think about it, and poor Meg is going through multiple seriously transitions in sort of identity and what she's doing. You know, she's got the going on maternity leave, the not being at work. She's got the, I've got a new baby here. Your body's probably done a little bit of changing, I'm guessing, in the past year. Yes. And, and you know, that's a lot of things that, you know, that identity is tied into that are changing for you all at the same time. So that, I mean, no wonder you're struggling. It's so normal.
Well, at least I have little baby Jay to sew for. So at least I'm in my swings. So it's like, and I get such satisfaction out of, because I'm a, you know, project-based sewer too. So I sat in my sewing room for like an hour and a half and I made 2 onesies and 4 pairs of pants.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Nice. Yeah. But I think I also need to give myself some grace and slack too.
Absolutely.
I love the idea of a Pinterest board. That's like something I can start on. Like who are some like Instagram, you know, people that I like with their so like who do I this will go maybe to this next question, but like or kind of like, do you aspire to have a different style, or like who do you look like, who do you see and be like, that's a cool style, like that's who I, you know, that's what I want to, you know, put out there, or that's what, not necessarily even look like, it's just what, that's like a, I can vibe with that style, you know
that would be such a fun like sewing challenge to do when you don't have a 5-week-old baby. But like makes a couple things inspired by someone else, you know, it's like, you know, you're not copying them, but like we all have those like Instagram people who are like, love everything they make. Their whole look is like so cohesive, at least on Instagram. And like, it would be fun to do that. And I think that's a good way to do it too. Like find something you like and kind of riff on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But I kind of want to go back and just say, is there anything like what me made, have you made that you feel like perfectly represents you in your style? And it could be a pastel or like now, or just kind of a consistent style that you take throughout. Is there just that one piece that kind of really represents you?
I have to say that I feel most myself, I just feel best about myself when I'm wearing like a pair of Pagosa pants and an up in arms blouse. Like I feel, I feel like somehow deep in my soul that that's kind of my signature combo. And I don't know, I probably don't even look particularly good in it, but it just feels right to me. It feels comfortable and good. And I, you know, look, I plan my up in arms blouses around the best days so that I wear them on the best days, you know?
Oh, I love that.
And also my Roscoe blouses, I do a little bit of that with as well. But I mean, it's just a super casual summer outfit, but that's that I don't know. I feel like it encapsulates me to some extent.
I can see that. Like I have that full vision in my head and that just feels so right and so natural. I think it's because I've seen you wear that combo before, and I love that it's like those are your fave.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Amanda?
I've mentioned this make a bazillion times, but the hacked ECAT Roscoe dress I made for my 40th birthday is like still tops for me. The other thing that I made so long ago, but my 2 pairs of Lander jeans, I think it's because they kind of have like a 70s vibe to them, but those are my favorite. Like when I wear those, like I'll pair them with a bunch of different things. But they're like wide leg jeans and I wear them with sandals and clogs. And so kind of year round, they just feel like me and they feel a little bit cool and a little bit interesting. And I just love them. And I was thinking about this and I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it's what I make for my business or like just my favorite things that I make for myself. Like what I aspire to is like something that I would wear to a concert at Red Rocks. And again,
that's, I like that way of putting it.
I don't know what that necessarily means, but it's like comfortable, but cool and interesting. And like, I don't know, a little occasionally like rock and roll in there, but probably not. But that's like that, like a little bit special too, you know. I think that those are, that's like my new tagline. Highly specific tagline.
Yes.
That's like one of our bowl exercises. Like, you're going to a concert.
Going to a concert is kind of like my favorite look for myself, I think. So,
I think my favorite like look for myself is like going to a girl's brunch. That's like I love the whole brunch vibe. It's like, you know, getting together with your friends and it's like in the morning, it's sunny, it's like bright, it's colorful, it's casual but cute. Like, I love I think that's like your Red Rocks is my brunch.
I love it. Which, like, it's more about like where we're going.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Your look.
And when I think about one me made that I think really stands out to me is my lime green like tinsel Zadie jumpsuit. It's just it's head to toe lime green. It's a jumpsuit, which I love, but it's also like that pattern and that made in that fabric. It's like, it's very effortless and it's chic and it's comfortable. Elegant. And exactly. And you can, I've worn that Zadie with sneakers and you can dress it down or you can like wear it with, you know, heels and like a leather jacket and be edgy, or you can put like really nice jewelry on. And so I think that's kind of just like that one piece that really does represent me and my style. It's just, I want to just be, it's like, it just looks like I wrapped like lime green fabric around. I love just like that effortless chic look that's a bit loose and like loose and cool, you know, like I'm a cool mom.
Exactly.
So I think that's kind of in the direction that I want to go, but that's something that I haven't even bothered trying it. I should probably, that's a very forgiving garment. I should just put it on one day. I should just wear it. So I should just wear it somewhere.
Yeah. It's a crossover. It'll be good for breastfeeding.
Oh yes, and the easy access, perfect. So that's kind of my one garment. All right, let's see here. I see, Amanda, did you add this question? I like it at the end.
Yes, I did, but I want to talk about the aspirations.
Yeah, let's do it. So, do you ever aspire like to bring in a little bit of something different to your style? And what is it?
Mine was definitely edgy, you know, like like a couple of months there, I was like thinking about a leather jacket and I never did it. And then a friend of mine bought one of my shirts at my most recent market and she wore it under her leather jacket. And it looked like, I wouldn't have thought that those two things would have gone together, but it looked so cool. And I was, so now I was like, oh, I definitely need to try that. But I feel like I try and I'm too crunchy to be edgy most of the time. Mm-hmm. I also like funky pieces, like unique, pieces, but I don't know. I'm so practical. I have a hard time adding them to my wardrobe and wearing them. And like, I don't know, it always feels like I'm trying too hard maybe. So it's not just a natural fit for me, but like there's a couple of people. This has been something kind of interesting. Like a couple of people in my life, like some stylists and some other maker friends who are like super cool. And every once in a while, I'll be like, I want to make something like, I guess it's kind of like what we were talking about, like an Instagram challenge. Like, I'm going to make something that person would like, or I'm going to make something that that person would like, to just kind of like stretch a little bit and maybe kind of bring in some of those elements. I don't know if it's necessarily successful, but it's fun to think about it in that way and just and gather inspiration from other people. But yeah, edgy and funky, that's not my natural mode, but I aspire to be that someday. And art teacher chic. Like, just,
I love that.
I'm kind of saving that for like when I get a little bit older and I'm just gonna have all the scarves and flowy pants, and I'm gonna go like full throttle tunic. I'm saving it.
I feel like our friend of the podcast, Sadie, she's very art teacher chic.
I love Sadie's style.
I know, same.
So much. I love it so much.
I know, like, I do too.
It's like so interesting.
And oh,
like,
I know.
You know, I love her style so much. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same.
Maybe someday.
We all aspire to be you, Sadie. I know.
Somebody
you're
else. Exactly. Specifically Sadie. Yeah.
How about you, Kate?
Oh, you know, what I love as a former customer is I love vintage stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I love stuff with like 50s looks. I love stuff with like 40s looks.
Yeah.
I like stuff. Oh, 20s. 20s is great. Let me start watching Bridgerton again and let's get into the Regency period. And a lot of these things I don't feel comfortable in that style because I don't have a body shape that I feel like suits it. My waist is really weird, and some of those require, you know,
yeah,
very defined waists. But you know, there are definitely ways that I could incorporate some of that into the style if I put my mind to it, which, you know, maybe I'll do sometime. But yeah, like vintage touches, I would like to be a little bit more vintagey is kind of what I long for deep in my soul.
Mm-hmm. What I long for is like a more corporate business. Like sometimes I watch shows and I don't know, you just see these like, you know, powerful women and just these chic suits, and you know, just like in a, like, but I pictured like a lime green suit and like a crisp blouse and like heels with like a brief, I don't know, sometimes I aspire to be like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, yeah, just kind of just like a fun, I don't know.
Yeah. It's almost like a little bit of a dress up thing, right?
Yeah.
Like I wish I could dress up like this in real life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a while.
Yeah. We should think about like, is there like a sitcom person or like a person in a movie that is like what we want to try out for a day or like try out for a couple of makes?
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah. Yeah.
There it is.
I can see that. There.
Yeah. Or Bridgerton. One or the other.
Yeah. Just Bridgerton, but like everyday style.
Yeah. Bridgerton, but, right. But you know, different.
Yeah. I love this exercise so
I
much.
I know. Fun. Yeah. I'll have to add a little sprinkle of that into my mood board. Maybe like that'll be kind of more when I get back to work next year. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be hopefully traveling a little, like, cause I'm missing like even traveling. Like, I loved my work trips. Like I got to see you, and I just felt like I was like in the workforce, and like, it was just so fun. And, you know, working from home, I got to like wear outfits on camera and like being in an office. Like I just, maybe next year I'll just like, I really want to make just like a crisp businessy suit, but in like lime green. I think that would be very fun.
Yeah, I agree. I love it.
Yeah. And so, yeah, lastly, I love this question too, Amanda.
Yeah.
Are there changing fashions that you're having trouble dealing with right now?
I mean, mine was skinny jeans potentially going away. And I've got my Lander pants, so I'm okay. But like, I feel like that became part of my like math equation for outfits is like having a big billowy top and like skinny jeans on the bottom, and that I really liked that. So I mean, I don't know if I would ever like get rid of my skinny jeans just because they're like not super in fashion anymore. The other thing that I was thinking about, and it's like I've always mostly worn like clothing with a lot of ease in it. And I can't envision myself really going back to wearing like tight fitting things with princess seams and like blouses with zips, which is just not my, it hasn't been my speed for so long that like, I just don't know if I, like how I would respond in that situation. I mean, I'll wear whatever I want to wear, but I was just thinking about that. I don't know. I don't know if I could ever swing back to that.
Yeah. It was nice when I made my slip that I wore into the hospital because it was a bit of form fitting, but on the bias, it was actually really nice to wear. Like it was kind of a bit more figure hugging that I've been used to wearing. Like I'm like, I love just like.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Big billowing things and the thought of wearing something tight, but it being on the bias, it was super, it was super nice to wear and it was just like a bit more form fitting. So,
yeah, but there's like a little bit more give with the fabric too. So, still very comfy. I like that. I could see that take on it maybe.
For me, it's the same with jeans or, but the low rise coming back. It's
just... Not doing it.
I did that in high school and just see, oh my gosh, it's like all these, you know, young celebrities right now that are wearing all these like low rise jeans. I'm like, how could these possibly? But I mean, I shouldn't be shocked. I mean, it is the fashion. So it always does this.
Yes.
And yeah. You know, evidence that it just keeps, you know, whatever's old is new again. So. But I mean, I won't be participating in that one for sure.
I'm going to sit that out. No.
Me too.
Won't be on my mood board.
Exactly.
But you know, I hate high rise jeans too. So, so I'm sitting at the, okay, people, who's making me a mid rise jean, because that's all I'm going to wear. Thanks. Do you want to know a secret, Amanda?
What's that?
I have never in my life put on a pair of skinny jeans.
No?
Never.
Never?
Never. Because I look at them and I say, those aren't going to look good on my legs. And I don't. I've never even tried a pair.
Well, I mean, I only wear the ones that I make. So
that's fair.
I don't have like a huge experience with them, but... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, too, it's like I feel like I definitely related to this question, have so many rules for myself. And like, I'm a short person, so I don't do this.
Right.
Or, you know, like, we all have those rules. And I do think like, it's good to have those guidelines and like, know what works for you. But also like, break the rules whenever you feel like it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I don't think of it as a rule. It's just not something I'm interested in. And if I ever change my mind, I'll put on skinny jeans. But I just don't ever see it happening, honestly.
Yeah, those, all my skinny jeans made it into the donate pile for sure.
Yeah.
With Stretch in that, even with Stretch, there's still the thought of makes me feel claustrophobic.
Yeah. I mean, mine are all older and stretched out at this point. So yeah. I don't know. I feel like we could have part 2, 3, 4, and 5 of this topic.
We need to check in. Maybe we should have check in.
I agree.
Because it's something that I really need to, I need to just, assess, what I have, what I, want to make, plans for my fabric and, I need some sort of plan. I don't know.
Do you feel like this discussion has been helpful?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. It definitely has.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just anytime I just talk about. So I've just been, singing stupid songs to Jay and baby voice all day.
It's so interesting because I feel like this has happened one other time on the show, and it's probably more than that, but I do feel like we're all going through transitions at the same time again. And this is a helpful conversation for all of us to be having, so maybe we do need to have some accountability. I really do like the idea of doing some kind of other person inspired sewing challenge or I need to make a mood board too, and we can compare notes because it's so interesting how we just cycle through those major life events seemingly at the same time.
Yeah,
I know, right? I didn't think about that until you said, but it totally
So funny.
I know.
It's makes for good podcast content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can always be grateful for that.
All these deep, deep combos. Yep.
All right. Well, should we take a quick break and come back with our sew inspo?
Let's do it. Okay, we are back. Let's talk sew inspo. As always happens, it's probably going to be this show is my sew inspo.
Yeah.
But let's go around the table. Kate, what about you?
I am hanging on to my sew inspo from the last couple of episodes. I am working on my Cherry Market capsule. I have made 3 pieces. They are adorable. I especially love my little show apron, which is cherry print with my logo embroidered on it. And I made a little pocket out of the embroidery. So it's got a little extra pocket there. And then I have a little hidden zipper pocket that I could put my car key in so I can lock my purse in my car. I've got this whole, it's like a thing. So, wow. I am super pleased with what I've got so far. I've got fabric for the next couple of projects, and I am the next ones are the ones that'll be embroidered. So the other ones that'll be embroidered. So I'm looking forward to getting on the embroidery machine and making some clothes when I have some time.
Nice.
So exciting. I can't wait to see all of those pieces done and together whenever you get to it. No pressure.
I feel bad because I haven't posted any of the ones that I've made, and I mean to. I just haven't gotten around to taking the pictures yet, but I will attempt to. I'm sitting here, I'm like, I could show you if I could reach it on my cutting table over there, but I can't. So you'll just have to wait until I put up some pictures.
Sounds good. What about you, Meg?
Well, now what's top of my list is making these these Nash pants with some fabric with some green in it, because I've been wearing these all the time.
Yep.
I got a compliment on them today. I ran to pick up a prescription, and someone driving by me rolled in the window and be like, "I love your pants," and I was like, "Oh, thank you."
How come they see your pants while you were driving?
Oh, they were driving. I was
walking.
They
were driving. You were walking.
They were driving. They rolled down their windows while I was walking into the store. Yeah. No.
Got it.
That's a good point. Yeah, right. I drive very strangely.
with your feet.
Yeah. So I need to make these because these are great pants. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
My inspo is I think I'm going to make a Pinterest mood board. I think I really need to do that.
Me too.
Cause we were talking about this and I think the other thing that's been new for me too, is like doing markets. And Kate, we talked about this, like you feel very visible and you kind of like, you kind of need to feel good and confident. And I want to make
about
sure
that,
it's a different kind of experience for sure. So mood board for me. I also just got some new fabric for the business side, and I'm going to share, you guys can see it here, but it's like this like earthy, like kind of murky pink color.
Wow. And
love it.
I know.
It looks
like
corally on the screen. Is it a bit corally?
But it's yarn dyed. So like the cross weave is like natural. And then the other is like, it's kind of a corally, kind of a clay color. Mm-hmm. But I'm having so much fun with it because it's just – I made my husband a pair of pants with this fabric a few years back, and they're, like, his favorite pants. He's just always, like, rocking his pink pants. And so I'm excited to work with it just to, like, change up the colors a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, again, it is, like, still pretty earthy, muted, like, true to my neutral nature.
It's the pop. Pink. It's pop pink. In the
maybe it's just different and it's inspiring.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing a show sometime soon where I will probably purchase a pink item from you that I could make myself but won't.
You need some earthy pink things. I've got you covered.
I mean, I need all the pink things. You know this about me.
I do.
I mean. Even though the pop of neutral shirt that I have, the two pop of neutral shirts that I have are among the brightest I think you've ever made.
Yes. It's true.
Kate,
it's true.
Kate buys your most bright item.
Exactly. Yes. Well, this is probably the most pink I'll ever do, so get it while it's hot.
I will. I'm all over it. I'll see you in Lafayette in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how much that's why I was thinking about taking my sewing machine on vacay.
Oh, right, eh?
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
No, don't do it. Don't work on your vacation. No.
I know. It's so bad. Well, y'all, I knew that was going to be a great episode. Meg, that was such a great topic.
Yes, thank you for the suggestion. I love it. I had nothing.
But it's good. It's so fun to, like sewing intersects with life and
I know
what you're going through and
it really does.
I'm thinking I might do a Pinterest board too.
Let's just do it,
like for some business casual stuff.
Exactly.
Thank you to our listeners for listening, and until next time, let's sew. Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zeinard. Find us on Instagram at Here We Sew Again Pod or email us at herewesewagainpod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.